Radio Caroline, still alive in the 1980s, the first lady of free radio, Radio Caroline. The Radio Caroline story and all other free radio merchandise, including weekly report, are available through Anorax UK, Post Office Box 539, Blackpool, FYI 4RE, England. Right now to Anorax UK for the best in free radio merchandise. Anorax UK, Post Office Box 539, Blackpool, England.
Radio Rainbow International.
Right, thank you very much and a very warm welcome back. It's a truly international show we have for you today, eh? Going far and wide. And who knows, with a bit of luck, we might even be on our 400 watt transmitter today. Yes, indeed. It's the free radio show here on Radio Rainbow International, 6240 kilohertz in the 48-meter band shortwave. And it's Kieran Murray with you. I hope you're enjoying the show, enjoying the music, and indeed enjoying the radio features we had for you on the programme. That was, of course, Culture to Love, the latest single release from them. It's called Move Away. Coming up on the programme, we have Free Radio News Desk.
Hi, this is Radio Telex, a publication for the shortwave free radio enthusiast. Radio Telex offers a fortnightly issued info sheet that features all the latest events concerning shortwave free radio. Send one IRC today for a brand new copy to Radio Telex or RT, care of Dümterstrasse 6 in D-4100 Duisburg 12 West Germany. That is RT, care of Dümterstrasse 6, that is Dümterstrasse number 6 in D-4100 Duisburg 12 West Germany. The stations, Radio Telex and you.
Radio Rainbow International.
Well, there's no doubt about it. Certainly well and truly an international program today. It's time now on the free radio show, which, by the way, show number 13 this is. It's time now to take a look at our news desk. And we'll begin with Irish free radio news first. And the hot news on the Irish scene is that there's news of a new station which began programming in Dublin City on Thursday, the 3rd of April 1986. It's called Liberty Radio, and it broadcasts to the inner city area of Dublin City in Ireland. The station is owned by Sammy Prendergast, well-known aerial erector. Sammy, in fact, built the most of the aerials for most of the stations around the country. He bought the medium wave transmitter from Capital Radio and currently transmits on the old Capital channel of 1035 kHz AM, and the output, by the way, is about 200 watts. We're told anyway that Liberty Radio will also be on low power in FM shortly. Now, Radio West and Mullingar, County Westmeath, in the centre of Ireland, are introducing a relay service for Athlone on 702. That is 702 kHz AM and FM for the Tullamore area, 99.1 MHz. It's strange that they should need a relay for Athlone service, considering that their main TX on 765 kHz transmits about 10 kilowatts of power. Anyway, Radio West have started a free radio programme Sundays 11:30 to 1200 hours on 765 kHz AM. Now, still in the Midlands of Ireland, the new station due to open there very shortly in Mullingar is to be called Midland Radio. It will be using 500 watts of power and I'm told will be on 1521 kHz approximately. It could be around that, but we'll let you know as we get further details. On now to the south of Ireland now, and presenter Richard Staines of ABC Radio in Waterford is off to the Voice of Peace radio ship in the Mediterranean. ABC now broadcasts in stereo on 101.1 MHz for Waterford City, 103 MHz in Tramore, and 89 MHz in Dungarvan. They are getting lots of ads, we're told, from Dungarvan. Another station in Waterford is Crystal City Sound on 1332 kHz AM. They have signed Billy Power from ABC, who was their country DJ for 3 years. The third station in Waterford is WLR, Waterford Local Radio. And the news we have for you on that is that they've taken delivery of new studio equipment, new decks, mixers and phone links. Now, a couple of weeks ago, we asked about Radio Caroline's shortwave service. Well, we can reveal that the station is due to come on the air on shortwave at the end of this month. According to Media Network programme on Radio Nederland, Radio Caroline intends having a 5 kilowatt TX on the Ross Revenge shortly. The tests that were carried out on 6273 kHz before Christmas in 1985 were on a 150 watt TX, which is running at only 15 to 20 watts. This TX will be used as a standby TX for the 5 kilowatt. No frequency, by the way, has been announced as yet. Any further details on that would be appreciated. Now, finally, the news regarding Radio Nova in Dublin is that the auction of all the studio and transmitting equipment by the receiver did not take place. It was due to take place on Thursday, the 27th of March at 3 p.m. at the Nova Park in Rathfarnham, Dublin. The auctioneer, PB Gunn Limited, say that the receiver was not satisfied with some aspects of the equipment, which we think is rather interesting. Now, that's our news desk for now. Any news on any aspects of radio, by the way, is most welcome. You can write to us now and you can write to me. The name is Kieran Murray and you spell my name K-I-E-R-A-N. That's Kieran. Murray is spelled M-U-R-R-A-Y. Murray. The show, it's the Free Radio Show. And the station, Radio Rainbow International. And the address, 151 Moneymore. And 151 is written in numbers, 151, Moneymore, M-O-N-E-Y-M-O-R-E, Moneymore, Drogheda, D-R-O-G-H-E-D-A. That's D-R-O-G-H-E-D-A, Drogheda, in Ireland. So once again, that's the Free Radio Show, Radio Rainbow International, 151 Moneymore, Drogheda, in Ireland. That is about it then for the Free Radio Show News Desk for today. And don't forget, if you have any free radio news, it'll be most welcome at our news desk.